Hello, and welcome to the Journey 8, a ministry outreach of Life's Journey United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to join us as we spend the next hour discovering music and thought-provoking conversation.
There's a flower in the smallest garden, reaching for the light. There's a candle in the darkest corner, conquering the night.
Okay. That was Billy Gilman from, I'll probably remember him from way back when on one of those shows. Anyway, I'm Reverend Judy Hausen, and happy 4th of July. Yes, I hope you all have had just a fabulous day and ate all kinds of good stuff like beef Wellington and truffles. And that's not 4th of July food, is it? Okay, before I go too far into the show, I want to remind you, if you so want to call in and talk to me, which hasn't happened in 3 years, that's not true. I have had some phone calls. If you want to dial in just to listen because you're getting ready to leave the party or whatever, you can do that. The number you can call on your smartphone or your dumb phone, 716-748-0150. And those lines kind of get full real fast, so be patient. If you're wanting to talk to me, which I would just love it, that's an 800 number. It's 800-627-6008. I've had just a marvelous day trying to still piece together the equipment in my studio that was damaged during the storm, the last show before last. And so, I love, I'm the kind of girl that likes to get her hands dirty once in a while, but then I have to run to the bathroom and wash right away. Ugh. So, here we are, Jenna, of course, Reverend Jen, is in the process of putting her bus together for her tour. So, she's out for a while, and then Wasif, I didn't contact him. I thought I'd let him have the 4th of July off. Wow. Now he might call in just because he's so used to. So let's move forward. I had a wonderful interview this afternoon with Kara Johnstead, but I did not get the information converted over. So we will have to wait till the next show to listen to that. But we have some good plans for the coming months. Now, I'm going to go ahead and send a note here. Just 1 minute. I like flying alone. I got an email, I think is how this started, a few weeks ago. And basically, whenever the studio gets requests to play certain music or whatever, they will send it over to me if it's Christian music and let me listen to it. Now, this young lady blew me away, very similar to what Mr. Mandela Dunamis did a couple months ago. I get, I'm a big pusher for indie artists. Give me indie artists any day. And so this young lady wrote in, and we wrote back and forth. And she has, we're going to play it here in just a second, she has a wonderful gospel song, And, you know, I don't play that much gospel because no one sends it to me. I like gospel songs, but, you know, so send me your gospel songs. Anyway, it's called Jesus, Lay Your Hands on Me. And Mr. Engineer is going to try and get her on the phone so we can talk to her today, which is really awesome. And go ahead and cue up Jesus, Lay Your Hands on Me, please.
Lord God, we come before you, asking you to lay your hands on us. Asking you to cleanse us, Lord Jesus, with your hands. Asking you to bless us with your hands. We need you in our life. We praise your name. Come on, Ashley.
His hands are filled with power. His hands strengthen me. His hands gave me sight.
That is Ashley Wright. And I was surprised when she said yes, but she is here with us. Ashley, are you there?
Hello, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you? Happy 4th.
Thank you. Happy 4th to you.
Where are you calling from? Where are you at?
I am in my hometown of Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. Greensboro Triad.
Wow.
Yeah. So the miracle of the internet, right? We get to stay in our pajamas in front of our computer and beam over to Hollywood and then out to the world. That's how it goes. So, Ashley, I am so glad that you connected with me. I've had several emails about the last time we played your song, and everybody's liking it. This is your first recording, isn't it?
It is.
And what drove you to do such a thing?
Well, I've always been into music. I started playing piano around 4 years old.
Oh my.
And I actually joined the church choir about 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And I've been singing ever since. I started actually writing and producing around age 12 or 13. So I've been actually in the music business for a while. Gospel is something that has come to me recently within the last year. I wrote Jesus, Lay Your Hands on Me during a trying time of my life about a year ago. And God gave me that song, and I wrote it within a couple of minutes, actually.
Amazing. That's amazing. Who's the gentleman singing with you?
His name is Mr. Dante Baldwin. He's a musician here in Montgomery, Alabama, and he also ministers as well.
I thought he sounded like a minister. We know each other. We can pick each other out in the crowd.
Yes, he is a minister with Definitely Blessed Ministries here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow. So you wrote this in a few minutes, and you thought to yourself, well, I'm going to record this.
Yes, right? I did. I wrote the song, and I came up with the melody, like I said, in a few minutes, and I thought about recording it. I actually went in to record the song, and I recorded it. It was a much slower version than what you hear today. The version you hear today is actually the third version of the song. And I recorded it about 3 separate times, and this final version that you hear today with the choir and with Dante Baldwin, that is the version to me that really speaks to what I was feeling at the time when I wrote it, and that is the one that I have debuted. So I'm just so blessed to actually have it out, you know, now for the world to hear. And so far the feedback has been really good, and it's just been amazing.
That's good. I have a story for you.
Okay.
And it has to do with a very dear friend of mine who is also a reverend, and she has been suffering with rheumatoid arthritis, the last couple months, to a point where they actually, she was bedbound. She couldn't even get out of bed. This is when I first got your song. And she is very much a gospel, comes from Pentecostal background. And I said, Ellen, you have to hear this song. If you listen to this song, stop crying long enough to listen to this song, God's going to bless you. And so I played it on my my smartphone. And she said, you have to send it to me when you get home. Email it to me. I have to have the song. And she called me the next day and said that the song just pulled a miracle out of a hat for her. She felt better. Her spirits were so much better. She was really down in the dumps. And I say this to you because as a person who has a responsibility as an artist, you don't know who you're touching with your music. And you're going to bless a lot of people. So.
Wow, that's just amazing. That just shows you what God can do. God is truly amazing. He really is.
Well, and I love having this platform. Sometimes I think I have this show just to play indie artists and stuff, but I love having this platform because God works through you. We start a show sometimes and we have a whole agenda set up and nothing. We just go right off. Somebody's music comes across the desk and that's it. The whole show changes. So, yes, definitely know that when you play this song, it's a powerful, powerful song. And when you sing this song, always remember Ellen. And the way I just wish I had a videotape that I could send you to show you the before and after. Just the words of that song, how that lifted her. And, I'm grateful for that. Now, where are you going and what are you doing? Where are you showing yourself and you must be hitting the road? And what are you going to do?
I just was on TBN not too long ago, about a few weeks ago, and that opened a couple of doors for me. I have a couple of dates coming up, and I do plan on touring, traveling, and producing a full album, more songs like Jesus Lay Your Hands on Me. So if Lord is willing, I will have a completed album by the end of the summer. And that will be my first EP, and I already have a title for it, which is Light, which I will talk about in more detail later. But God really has lifted me. When I say light, as in light, He's lifted burdens off of me, and that's what I want this album to do for others, to really lift them, encourage them to put all of their faith and their trust in God, because that's what I've done, and I know I'm a living testimony as to what God can do. If you just give Him all of your cares and your burdens, He will lift them off of you and turn your life around like He has done for me.
Yep, absolutely. I tell you, more and more, I am a believer that faith is an amazing thing. And I just wrote a sermon called Fearless, and the mantra or the recourse to the sermon, the repeating sentence was, fear is faith in reverse. And I believe it. I believe it with my heart. Fear is faith in reverse. Just keep that in mind. How old are you, may I ask?
I turned 27 last week.
Oh, yeah. See, it just,
I did, and I just, and believe it or not, I released the video. That's one other thing I wanted to make sure that I told you to say. There is a music video that has been touching others as well, to Jesus Lay Your Hands on Me. I released it on my birthday last week.
And where do we see that, on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Okay. And I had a local hospital, Baptist South, the local hospital signed on, and they helped me produce the video. And it's just, it's really touching. It's really touching lives all over right now.
You know, this is the kind of momentum that I love to see in an artist. And it has nothing to do with me not liking rock and roll or, you know, hip-hop or anything. It has to do with the subject matter. You know, music comes from God and should bring us back to God and not fill us with hate or fill us with, you know, messages that are not right. And so I'm just a big supporter of new people coming on board that have the courage to step out and do their things. The other question I had was, where are you going to be and stuff, is we always ask when we interview someone that you stay in touch with us, let us know. I mean, I love playing music. So you get a new song, you want us to throw it on the air. And I, like I said, I got responses from the first week. The second week was the week of the thunderstorm. You know, don't be afraid to put the music out there. We ask for nothing in return, you know, only because we know you're an indie artist. If we thought you were, you know, some big sponsored artist, then maybe I would ask you for something. But, you know, our whole focus, BBS's focus, is indie artist. Get people, you know, the right start. Tell me what your average day is like.
My average day, I often wake up in the morning. I wake up about 5 or 6, and I really get into my word. First thing I do, I like to get into my word and start writing a few songs if I can, if it comes to me. And most of my day is spent networking and trying to get my song heard on the radio and doing other radio shows similar to what I'm doing now. And my afternoons are rehearsals or studio time, just trying to continue to work on my album or coming up with other ideas for videos. And that's pretty much what a typical day of mine is like. Just ministering is never really the same. I don't really have a full schedule that remains the same. It's often different. Whatever the Lord leads me to do is basically how it goes. And that's what I'm doing right now as a new artist. I'm just taking it day by day, and whatever God leads me to do, whether it's just to spend a full day or two of ministering and reaching out to local organizations, community service, that's what I also love to do as well, serve the community.
I was going to ask you, one of the things that I always encourage new artists to do is to go to the hospitals and go to the senior centers. I do chaplain work at a local senior center, and these people are hungry to hear God's word. You know, and if you ever have time and want to do that, I would encourage you to do that. The blessings you'll get in return are incalculable. One of the things, being a new artist, I always wonder, and I sing myself, not much anymore, but I'm a mezzo-soprano. What drove you, or, you know, how you've been singing in the choir forever and happy doing that, and was it just a strike from the Holy Spirit that, you know, you woke up and I'm going to do this? Or was this a planned, in other words, was it inspiration or was it perspiration?
Well, I want to say it's more of an inspiration. The last several years of my life, I've been in school. I actually received a master's from Troy University here in Alabama. And the last 8 years or so, I've been in classes and getting degrees, and my focus, honestly, was not on gospel music. And like I said, I reached an end point around the time I was about to receive my master's, and my health was failing me. I was having trouble with my studies and financially. Lots of things were not working out for me. And I was actually at Panera Bread one evening studying for my final exam. Actually, it was like the last 2 weeks of my master's program. And I wasn't feeling well. I was out there on the patio trying to study for this final exam that would actually determine whether or not I was going to graduate from my program. And I wasn't picking up the information as quickly. I was just not really doing well. And I said I was going to take a break, put my book down, and just relax and go back to my studies shortly. Well, I put my book down. Matter of fact, I slammed it down because I was really frustrated. I wasn't really picking up the information, and that wasn't like me. So all of a sudden, these words started coming in my head. He holds all power. He holds all power. He holds all power. And I just remember hearing the lyrics from my song, as if God was giving it to me, word for word, the melody and everything. And I just pulled out a sheet of paper from my notepad, and I started writing the lyrics down. And I was out there on this patio in tears, just bawling. I was just out there just completely, my shirt was wet. I was in tears because I knew at that moment what I was meant to do. It wasn't necessarily what I thought at that moment. When that song came to me, I said, this is going to help someone. This is helping me. This is going to help somebody else. Let me go to the studio. I have to make this song. So it was at that moment when I wrote that song, it's like God started giving me other songs after that. And this had never happened before. It would take me days to write one song. But when I start, after that moment, I would write gospel songs in a few minutes. And sometimes I would even be driving and have to pull over to write a song because God would give it to me. And I would just try to put it down right then so I wouldn't forget anything. So it's just like a sudden transition. And my life ever since that moment, sitting outside on that patio in tears, my life is completely transformed as far as what I thought I was here for. I know now it's to spread the gospel and to use my talents, use my voice to uplift and really encourage someone. So definitely it was not your typical story, but it's my story, and it's definitely something that I'm thankful for. I'm so thankful that God chose me to take this journey, because I know it's going to be a wonderful one. So
it will, and keep your faith. And that's a wonderful story, by the way. And it usually is how God works when God strikes. When the Holy Spirit comes, it's just like it says in the Bible, all of a sudden, boom, And for you to be able to write that down and to catch it is quite important, because a lot of times things come to, I know for me, things come to my head, and I don't catch them. I don't write them down fast enough before the next one comes along. So it's just amazing. I'm going to tell you something that you probably have already heard, and it's not because you're on the air and people are listening to you all over. It's because I've listened to the song I don't know how many times, and I have to tell you, Whitney Houston's voice comes through. There are certain parts in that song that you sound so much like her, and I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but she speaks through that song in a couple places. Your voice is almost a perfect match. And,
wow.
That was scary. The first time I recognized that, I said, she sounds like Whitney. And everybody in the room with me said, what? I said, listen to this part. And I'm backing it up, I said, listen, who's this sound like? Everybody goes, wow, that's scary. But it's a wonderful kind of scary, you know what I mean?
So exactly, yeah, that is good. Yeah, that is a great thing in a way, because Whitney, Whitney, despite what she went through, she knew the Lord. She did know the Lord.
Mm. Absolutely, we all have issues. So I'm going to let you go and say thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. We are going to continue to play your song as often as we can fit it into the schedule. And please stay in touch and let us know how you're doing. I want to hear that wonderful things are happening to you.
Definitely. And anyone who's listening, I have an Instagram page and a Facebook that they can keep up with me on. And my Instagram is at Ashley Wright Music, and my Facebook is facebook.com/AshleyWrightGospel. So either one of those pages, they keep up with me, and I'll continue to upload info about my album and everything else I have going on.
All right. Well I might drop you a line from time to time and just say hello.
Yes.
Good. Well, God bless you, and keep writing. Keep writing. The world needs to hear it.
And thank you so much, Reverend Dubis. I really appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. And we'll have you come back again sometime. All right. So that was Ashley Wright with her song, Jesus Lay Your Hands. We're going to play it as much as we can because it is a good song. And it is a song that if you are down and out, if you have something laying right on your heart and you can't move it and you can't seem to work it out, listen to this song, Jesus, Lay Your Hands on Me, and upcoming album. This girl is going to go a long ways in this world, and it's going to be a good long ways. So that was Ashley, and we're going to move on to Mr. Engineer. If you could throw on some of one of my favorite songs, Gathering of Spirits, you should have in your file, yeah.
Let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. A life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off. We all meet again.
Yes, and that is a young lady by the name of Carrie. Yes, there we go. Too many hamburgers and hot dogs. My brain is overloaded. It was Carrie Newcomer and one of my favorite folk musicians by the name of Alison Krauss. Yeah. So I'm thinking, which is always a dangerous thing, but I'm thinking I wish there was a way. And I might try and find a way. I haven't been that active on the webpage at BBS for our show. But if you were to sit in my studio right now, you would see one of the cutest, most innocent little pictures. My cat that I mention every once in a while by the name of Bits, her brother is Kibbles, Kibbles and Bits. My cat usually stays in the studio with me when I'm broadcasting. And she has a special chair with a towel and everything. And she gets all comfy and she goes sound asleep for the whole show. You know, maybe once in a while she'll get up and look at me. Okay, she's still yakking. I'll just go back to sleep. Today, her brother decided to lay down with her. And it's the cutest picture, looking at these two all snuggled together on this blanket. Usually they're, so they must have wore themselves out chasing the one and only fly in Gibsonville, North Carolina. And it was in our house. And it drove them nuts. Them meaning I have five cats. And all five of them took their turn. So, what does that have to do with God? It has a lot to do with God. You know, if you don't have an animal, a dog, a fish, or whatever, to make that connection, you're losing out on something. You really are. But that's not what I intended to say at the beginning of the show. We're going to take a brief moment, and I mean ever so brief, because there are 1,000 people out there putting their 2 cents in. But today being the Day of Independence and the day to remember what it took to pull together this ragtag group of 13 colonies and turn them into the most powerful country in the world. And a lot of people, you know, go, oh, 4th of July, 3-day weekend, yeah. I always stop and say, I wonder how many voices from the past echo back and say, you forgot me. You forgot what I did. It's because I died that, you know, this country was made. And so being the old patriotic pastor that I am, I just wanted to say how much my heart still hurts when remembering the incident in Orlando, and now several others, that I wish with all my heart that there was a peaceful way that we could learn to live with each other as Jesus tried to teach us. And I know that sounds corny to a lot of people, and I'm just going to be corny. I'm the corny preacher. And say, if you just took the time, number one, to listen to the song of Ashley's and feel a little bit of love, you might look at the world a little differently. So that's my 2 seconds of standing on my pastor's podium. And I'm going to go on. And as soon as I find my piece of paper, and say, number one, to remind you that the phone number you can call in on to listen to the show, 716-748-0150. And if you ever wanted to talk to me, which everybody is afraid to talk to me, but I'll give you the number anyway, it's 800-627-6008. Now, we've been broadcasting for, I think, just about 3 years now. I think it was July or August when we started. And I'm grateful that we've made it for 3 years and hope, you know, to be around 3 years from now. We're going to change or add to the show. I shouldn't change the show. We've been working on having some kids from the church come on, and we're going to have them spend some time telling us what certain topics mean to them. For instance, bullying. And these kids are going to come on. We're going to call it Kid Talk. And they're going to come on maybe once every month or so. And we're going to spend a few minutes with them and let the words from children give us some wisdom. And they're going to choose the topics. They're going to choose how they want to present it. We're going to rehearse it maybe once, and I'm going to set them free. So be prepared. These are kids, I'd say 8 to 12, and they're pretty wise kids. I've interacted with them quite a bit at church, and it'll be interesting to see in a 21st century kid what is interesting to them or what is on their minds. What topic do they want to bring to us instead of us telling them? So Kids Talk, we're going to start it up pretty soon, and I can't wait. I really can't. It's going to be fun. That was one of those things that go bump in the night. For me, I don't know, 11 or 12 o'clock, why can't we put the kids on? Yeah, they're good kids. They won't say anything bad. So, next show is on the 18th of this month. And on the 18th of this month, I'm going to have a gentleman, and here's another one of those things where his manager and I have gone back and forth a couple times with other other people that have been on the show and have gone on to be quite successful recording artists, actually. Believe it or not, I keep track of every single person that's been on since day one. So on the 18th, a gentleman by the name of Ed Mann is going to be on for an interview. And he is a interesting fella, to say the least. And I think he's going to give you a different approach to being a spiritual person, shall we say. So that's on the 18th of this month, and on August 1st, we're going to have Kara Johnstead live. I'm not going to try and tape her. I'm not going to try and record her. I'm not going to beg for the engineers here to figure out what I did wrong and fix it. I'm going to have her live on August 1st, and we're going to talk about being a voice visionary. And this has been just something that's fascinated me. I've had several conversations with her. She's a lovely person. And the relationship of the voice and the spirit and the mind and how it all connects. I mean, it's pretty marvelous. And she is an expert at this, also a very accomplished songwriter and singer. I think it's close to 100 songs that she's written. And she has a very, very distinct and very wonderful voice. She's going to send me some music. I might even already have it tonight that I'll be able to play next show of some of her new album, her new stuff. And the one song that really threw me when we talked about it today, almost like a Native American chant. And I think you'll like it very much. So let me move on. I know I get to do the show by myself. I just totally, I'm blown away. And you're probably bored to death, but that's too bad. I mean, it is not too bad. I hope you're not bored. We're going to play another piece of music. And Mr. Engineer, what do we have up? I forgot. Oh, find it on my sheet of paper. Ah! Yeah.
Can beat you down, knock you to the ground if you let it. We were made to overcome. Victory is won. Don't forget it. Well, it's the joy of being saved, being free from the grave. So come on, lift your eyes.
Yeah. That was Karen Williams, one of my favorite songs, right up there with the one I played previously, and hold your head up high. Don't be ashamed of who you are. And remember, you are a child of the Most High God, so act like it. Okay, here's the deal. I have shut down my webpage, my personal webpage, where you could have dropped in to see me now. The web page at BBS Radio is still there. If you log into bbsradio.com /thejourney8, you will find me. You can leave a message there or whatever. But if you want to just email me, my email is revjudy, it's R-E-V-J-U-D-Y, 2852@gmail.com. RevJudy2852@gmail.com. Send me a note if you're someone who's looking to get their songs played, or you have a question for me. By all means, give us a call. Or give us a call. Drop me a line. I'll answer it. mom, and I think I got all my notes done. I'm so proud of myself that I didn't get too sidetracked. And remember, next week we'll have the interview from Kara and this nice gentleman by the name of Ed Newman. Eddie Mann, I guess is how he goes. And we'll see what he's all about. Until then, I encourage you to remember that you are a child of the Most High God. And grace and peace.
Thank you so much for spending time with us this evening. Please come back again. And remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Reverend Judy Hosner.